China says it supports an independent and fair investigation into allegations that the Syrian government used chemical weapons in the suburbs of Damascus, while urging a cautious response and political solution to the country's crisis.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi said yesterday that China has paid close attention to reports of the use of chemical weapons inside Syria. China resolutely opposes the use of chemical weapons, no matter by whom. China supports the UN Secretariat to open an independent, objective, fair and professional investigation in accordance with relevant UN resolutions to find out what really happened as soon as possible.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi's remarks came as UN inspectors went to the site of an alleged chemical weapons attack to carry out an investigation. Western governments say they will make military strikes against the Syrian government because they know it used chemical weapons, even though they have no proof. Chinese analysts say they do not think America's outrage against chemical weapons is sincere. They believe the true intention behind the accusations is to manufacture a pretext for regime change.
Of course, we must remember how George W. Bush said he had irrefutable evidence that Saddam was developing weapons of mass destruction. UN inspectors said the accusations had no basis. But America went ahead with an invasion of Iraq, after which, of course, it searched high and low and couldn't find any evidence at all. I think Americans have a short memory because the lessons they learned from this episode will not stop them repeating it.
In international news now, recently surfaced CIA documents are adding new detail to America's enthusiastic support for Saddam's use of chemical weapons on a huge scale against Iran in the 1980s.
To date, China has joined with Russia three times in opposing American-sponsored UN Security Council resolutions designed to put pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
And no Chinese support then for a Western attack on Syria. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.